就是创世纪21章的1节到8节。
And so we see that this will be Genesis chapter 21 verse 1 to 8。
好了，第一节说，耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉。
Verse 1 says, The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised.
所以这里告诉我们，耶和华神就临到了撒拉。
And so we see that the Lord visited Sarah,
就眷顾了她。啊？什么？
favored Sarah，
然后这里说，便照他所说的给撒拉成就了。
And the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised。
这里非常重要，耶和华神不是随便做一件事情。
This is very important. God did not just do something just randomly。
不是随便的来造访这个撒拉，做一个随便的事情。
Just arbitrarily coming to Sarah and doing something。
而是按照他之前所应许给亚伯拉罕、应许给撒拉的那件事情，他要做成。
Rather, he did according to the promise which he made earlier.
也就是说，耶和华神来眷顾撒拉，目的是要实现、成就他曾经应许许多年前应许给亚伯拉罕和撒拉的。
In other words, the Lord favored Sarah and came to fulfill the promise made to them 20 years earlier.
那就发生了一件事情。
And so this happened.
说亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀孕了。
Verse 2 says, And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age.
也就是说，在不单在亚伯拉罕和撒拉的心目当中，觉得撒拉怀孕这件事情是不可能的。
So in light of Abraham and Sarah thinking that them conceiving is impossible,
在所有的人的眼中都认为100岁的人怎么可以生孩子呢？不可能怀孕的。
In the eyes of all the people, how is it possible that someone that's 100 years old has a child?
但是当耶和华神眷顾撒拉的时候，哎，她就怀孕了。
But when the Lord favored Sarah, she conceived.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神已经答应给她了。
Because he has already promised.
也就是说，神亲自成就了他自己的应许。
In other words, the Lord personally fulfilled the promise that he made.
然后这里说，到神所说的日期，神就给亚伯拉罕生一个儿子。
At the time which God had spoken to him, Abraham had a child.
亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。
Verse 3 goes on to say, Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac.
这里有个非常重要的表达。
There's a very important expression here.
他说到了神所说的日期。
It says that at the time which God had spoken.
我们换一句话说。
In other words,
就是亚伯拉罕和撒拉等在这二十几年呢，为什么没有儿子呢？
Why is it that after 20 years of waiting, Abraham and Sarah had no child?
因为耶和华神的日期还没有到。
Because the appointed time had not arrived.
那为什么在亚伯拉罕和撒拉在人看来都不可能生孩子的时候呢？哎，神又给他一个儿子呢？
Why is it that it's seemingly impossible that Abraham and Sarah had... It seemed to be impossible that they had a child, that God gave them a child.
因为这是神所定的日期。
Because this was the date that God had appointed.
我们想一件事情。
Let us consider.
当神应许给亚伯拉罕一个老人家75岁。
When God promised to Abraham, this old man of 75 years.
结婚了许多年都没有小孩的亚伯拉罕。
He's been married for many years and still there's no child.
说我要给你一个儿子。
Said, I'm going to give you a child, a son.
你想亚伯拉罕会怎么想？
How will Abraham respond?
最好现在就有儿子。
Abraham's like, well, it's better, the sooner the better, right?
是不是？
Right?
所以当他等了一些年日之后没有的时候呢，他就用自己的办法想要实现这件事情。
And so after these many years, he wanted to try according to his own plan to fulfill this promise.
但是呢，这里告诉我们神的时间还没有到。
But we see here plainly that God's appointed date had not yet arrived.
但是在我们的人的观念当中，那你越年轻生孩子不越容易吗？
But from a human perspective, the younger you are, the easier it is for you to have a child.
你年纪越大越不可能生孩子嘛。
The older you are, the less likely it is for you to conceive.
那耶和华神你为什么不早一点叫他生呢？
So, Lord God, why is it that you did not let me have a child earlier?
这里两件事。
And so there's two points here.
一件事情是神做事情不是以人的意志为转移的。
And so the first point is that God's will is not going to be conducted according to human ideas.
不是你想神做什么或者什么时候做，你说了不算的。
It's you don't have any say in when God will fulfill his promises.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为神有神的时间。
Because God has his own time.
是他在做事情。
It is him who works.
是他要实现他的旨意。
He is the one that will fulfill his will.
那么第二个呢?
And the second point?
如果亚伯拉罕75岁就生孩子呢,那个时候呢,萨拉是65岁。
If Abraham was 75 years old at that time, then Sarah would have been 65 years old.
他们会觉得说 ,oh, so lucky.
They would think, oh, I'm so lucky.
Oh, surprise.
They are surprised.
他不会觉得说这是上帝给我的。
They may not think that, oh, this is a gift from God.
所以上帝就在亚伯拉罕和萨拉完全不可能生孩子的时候给了他一个儿子。
So God at the time when they could not possibly have a child, God at that time gave them a child.
来表明这个儿子真的是神给他的，不是一个 accident.
To make it very obvious that it is a child given from God and it's no simple accident.
也不是一个你运气好。
It's not that you were lucky.
不是的，是神给他的。
No, it is a gift from God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人的方法是不可能达到这个结果的。
Because the ways of man cannot achieve this purpose.
只有上帝才可以做到的。
It is only God who can do this.
以此我们就可以确信以撒是耶和华神应许给亚伯拉罕的那个儿子。
And so we know now that Isaac definitively is Abraham's son.
那么我们看亚伯拉罕又如何做呢?
And we see now how does Abraham respond?
当然亚伯拉罕很开心了。
Of course Abraham is joyful.
但是当他开心的时候他做什么呢?
And in this joy, what does he do?
第四节这里说以撒生下来第八天亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的给以撒行了割礼。
Verse 4 says, And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 years old as God had commanded him.
人如果我们记得的话神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候曾经告诉亚伯拉罕凡亚伯拉罕和他的后裔都要受割礼。
If you recall earlier, God established a covenant with Abraham, and in that covenant, Abraham had the responsibility to circumcise his household and all of his descendants.
来表明呢，你是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
To represent that you are the descendants of Abraham.
而亚伯拉罕是谁呢?
And who is Abraham?
又是神与他立约的那个亚伯拉罕。
He is the one whom God established a covenant with.
也就是说，他凡生下来的后裔的男孩子都要受割礼，来表明神也是与他这些孩子们立约的。
This covenant of circumcision is also a symbol that God established his covenant with his descendants also.
所以亚伯拉罕并没有说，哎呀，这孩子，我有孩子了，一百岁，太开心了。
And so Abraham was not simply just like, oh, I'm 100 years old, I have a child, I'm really happy now.
以至于忘记了上帝的命令。
To the point where he would forget God's will.
而当亚伯拉罕得到这样一个神应许的儿子的时候，他首先要纪念的就是这儿子是上帝所赐给他的。
Rather, when Abraham received this child from God, he remembered God and, did according to his command.
他所做的第一件事情就是纪念耶和华神的命令。
The very first thing he did was to respect and honor, remember God's will.
然后这里说，他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕年一百岁。
It goes on to say, Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him.
所以在这里特别强调的，这是一百岁的时候生的儿子。
There's a special emphasis on the fact that Abraham was 100 years old.
这是人的方法。不可能得到的啊，这个儿子。
This is something impossible according to human power alone to receive the son.
所以呢，我们也可以解读这节经文是神在亚伯拉罕一百岁的时候不可能有儿子的时候给了他一个儿子。
And so when we read the Bible, we can correctly interpret that at this time when it is impossible for them to have a child, God gave them a child.
好了，那么第六节我们看亚伯拉罕就遵着神的命令给以撒受割礼。
And so we see in this passage here that Abraham circumcised his son Isaac.
这个萨拉呢，哎，也很高兴啊，因为九十岁生个儿子啊。
And Sarah was also very joyful because at 90 years old she had a son.
这里说， 萨拉说，神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。
Verse 6 says, And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me.
啊，这时候萨拉又笑了。
And Sarah is laughing again.
我们还记得上一次记载萨拉笑什么时候笑吗？
Remember the last time when Sarah laughed?
当耶和华神说，明年这个时候你要生个儿子。
It is when God said to her that next year at this time you will have a son.
萨拉也笑了。
And Sarah was laughing at that
time. 为什么呢？
Why?
萨拉觉得说，哎呀，90岁和100岁哪里生孩子啊？
Because Sarah was like, well, if I'm 90 or 100, like, how am I going to have a child?
她的心里边有一些怀疑。
She has some doubt.
所以她也笑。
And so she was laughing.
但是今天的笑和一年前的笑呢是不一样的。
But this laughter now is different from the laughter back then.
今天叫喜笑。
And this time it is a laugh of joy.
不是因为怀疑疑惑，而是因为看到了上帝的恩典。
This laughter is not out of doubt, but it is out of gratefulness in God's grace.
所以我们看到一件事情。
And so we see,
萨拉在这里，他之前所怀疑的或者说不是很相信的，但是今天呢，相信了。
What Sarah formerly doubted, now she believes.
她相信什么呢？
What does she believe?
相信神可以使不可能成为可能。
She believes now that God is able to do what is normally deemed impossible.
但是上帝不是随便做一个，从一个不可能的事情做一个可能的事情。
But God does not arbitrarily just randomly do things that are impossible.
而是必须是他的旨意。
But it must be according to his will.
好，所以莎拉也很开心，而且喜笑。
And Sarah is joyful and she is laughing in this joy.
并且他的邻居们都知道，哇，这个90岁的老人家这么多年都没有孩子，今天生个儿子，也和他一同喜笑。
And these people around her, knowing that she is 90 years old, that she has a child, and they are laughing with her.
接下来他又说，
And she goes on to say,
谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？
And she said, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, yet I have bore him a son in his old age?
所以他的答案是没有人敢这样讲话的。
The answer is that nobody would dare to say this.
即便是医生也不敢这样讲的。
Doctors would not say this.
一个99岁的丈夫领着一个90岁的太太来到了医院看著名的医生。
A 99-year-old husband coming with a 90-year-old wife going to a famous doctor.
他看遍了著名的医院，也看遍了著名的医生。
So this renowned doctor at a renowned hospital.
哪个医生敢说，哎，你们要有个儿子啊？
Which doctor would say that you're going to have a son?
没有人敢说的。
Nobody would dare to say that.
而这里讲的非常好，是预先对亚伯拉罕说。
And here it says it very clearly that it is a child of promise, what God promised long ago.
甚至于是25年前就告诉亚伯拉罕说你要有个儿子。
It is 25 years ago that God said to Abraham, you will have a son.
说他说哎呀这个事儿真是我想不到的事情啊。
This is something that is inconceivable.
让我很难相信的事情啊。
This is really difficult to believe.
接下来他就说了，因为在他年老的时候我给他生个儿子。
Because in his old age, I gave him a son.
也就是说他真的生了一个儿子。
And there truly was a son born.
所以他这里讲到的答案是谁呢？
And what is this? And what is the answer to this question?
是谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？
Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children?
就是我们上次讲的耶和华亚伯拉罕的神呢。
It is what we said last time. It is the God of Abraham.
所以我们看到了此时此刻的撒拉，他知道这件事情是耶和华亚伯拉罕的神所做的事情。
And so now we see that Sarah understands this is something which God, the God of Abraham, did.
然后第八节。
And verse 8.
这里说孩子渐长。
And the child grew.
就长大了嘛，这孩子长大了。
The child was growing.
就断了奶。
And was weaned.
你不能够每天都喝奶嘛，长大了就要吃干粮了，吃饭了是吧？
You're not gonna drink milk all your life, you're gonna be put on solid food later.
然后以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的筵席。
And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned.
来庆祝嘛。
To celebrate.
来表达感恩嘛。
To express praise.
他就设立这个筵席请大家来吃饭，来纪念说，你看，我100岁，我太太90岁，我的神给我一个儿子。
to have a feast of thanksgiving that when I'm 100 years old and when Sarah is 90, my wife, that we have a son.
你知道吗? 我这个儿子是我的神, 25年前就说要给我的。
You know that this son is the one of promise that God made, that God promised me 25 years ago.
哇,我们今天几乎失去了这个盼望了。
I have almost lost hope.
但是耶和华神,我的神成就了这个应许,给我这个儿子了。
But God has now fulfilled this promise and given me the son.
我们大家一同的来欢喜快乐,一同的来感恩赞美。
Let us all gather together and give praise and thanksgiving to God.
欢喜快乐什么呢?
What are we joyful about?
欢喜快乐我亚伯拉罕的神给我的恩典。
Joyful about the grace which Abraham received from his God.
感恩什么呢?
And to be thankful for?
感恩也是纪念我们的神所给我的这个儿子。
Thankful to remember God and the son that was given to Abraham.
因此我们看到一件事情。
And so we see?
前边亚伯拉罕 和萨拉想了个办法，和夏甲生了一个儿子以斯玛利。
Last time we saw that Abraham and Sarah, they came up with a plan to have a child for Abraham by Hagar.
他有没有一个儿子？
Did they have a son?
有。They
did.
但是却不是神所应许给他的那一个。
But this is not the son according to God's promise.
神不用人的方法来实现他的旨意。
God will not use human ways to fulfill his promises.
换句话说, 上帝不需要人去帮忙的。
In other words, God doesn't need human help.
上帝既然应许给亚伯拉罕有一个儿子,
God promised Abraham a son.
那么上帝就有充足的能力和智慧实现他的应许。
And so God has enough wisdom and power to fulfill this promise.
你不要替神担心。
You don't need to worry about God.
亚伯拉罕不替神担心。
Abraham doesn't need to worry for God.
在100岁的时候就生了一个儿子。
And so at 100 years old, Abraham had a son.
当萨拉超担心的时候,
when Sarah was exceedingly worried,
就生了一个以实玛利。
And so there was born Ishmael.
而神对以实玛利说, 他不是。
And God said to Ishmael, this is not the one.
所以我们今天学到了说, 神他要用他的方法, 在他的时间成就他的旨意。
So we see now that God in his time, in his ways, will fulfill his plans.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他不但要给你应许, 有他的旨意。
Not only will he give you promises revealing his will,
还有他的时间呢。
He also has his time.
而我们人是喜欢说, 啊, 我一祷告, 啊, 我一睁开眼睛, 哇, 这个事情就成就了。
But the human way is that we pray, we close our eyes, and then it comes true.
在上帝面前不是这样子的。
In God's eyes, this is not so.
我告诉你, 如果你和上帝说一件事情, 这件事情马上就成就了。
If you were to ask God for something and it immediately came true,
可能不可能呢?
Is it possible?
可能, 绝对可能。
It is certainly possible.
而且也真实地发生了。
And sometimes it does happen.
我们真的看见有些人他生了病, 祷告, 哎, 马上就好了。
We see sometimes that people get sick, they pray, and then they immediately get better.
但是呢, 这是因为什么呢?
But this is because,
这是因为耶和华神的时间, 他定的就是这个时间。
Because God's time, he has set that time.
如果不是耶和华神所定的时间, 你要他成就, 他马上就成就, 那他就不是你的神呢。
If this was not God's time and you pray for something to happen now, then he would not be your God.
他也不是你的主啊。
He is not your Lord.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他听你的。
Because he listens to you.
哎呦, 我肚子疼, 快, 给我治一下吧, 上帝。
You say, I have a tummy ache, and you pray to God, say, can you please cure me now?
啊, 上帝, 来, 好, 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 马上治, 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 哎呀, 这么慢, 这么慢, 快点, 快点。
And then God says, okay, okay, just hold on, I'm going to do it right now.
那你,
and then you say, oh, just, it's still hurting, come on, quicker.
那这位上帝就不是你的神, 你不是你的主, 那他是你的仆人。
Then this God is not God, is not your Lord, he is going to be your servant.
所以我们今天必须要有一个对上帝或者我们称他为主的一个正确的观念。
And so today we must have a correct understanding of our God and our Lord.
他不是你的仆人, 他是你的主人。
He is not your servant or your slave, he is your master.
不是他要听你的指挥, 而是你要听他的指挥。
He doesn't listen to your direction, you are to listen to his direction.
你说为啥?
Why?
It's not fair.
You may say, oh, why? Well, this is not fair.
他可以指挥我，我也可以指挥他嘛，这样才公平，是吧？
If he can direct me, then I surely must direct him. That's only fair.
那我问你一件事情。
Then I will go to ask you.
那你能够保证你指挥上帝所做的事情是完全对的吗？
Are you able to be certain that everything you tell God to do is correct?
你能吗？
Are you able to?
你不能。
You are not able to.
我给你举个例子你就知道了。
Give an example.
放学了，老师留很多的作业。
After school, the teacher gives you a lot of homework.
但是今天晚上你突然看了一个电视或者有个电子游戏你非常的喜欢。
But you suddenly happen upon a game or a movie, TV show that you really, really like.
但是明天又必须把这些功课交了。
And tomorrow, you need to finish all this homework.
你这时候最希望求神什么呢？
What will you ask God most for right now?
神啊，把作业给我做了。
God, can you please do my homework for me?
或者，神啊。
God?
你让我哥哥帮我做。
Can you get my brother to do it for me?
你感动我哥哥帮我做。
Can you please convict him to give me some, to finish my homework for me?
上帝就来把你的作业给做了。
And so God does your homework.
保证你能得 A++.
And promises you that you'll get A++.
肯定每道题都不会错的。
No question is wrong.
你说感谢赞美主。
And then you praise God.
你觉得他给你出作业的是你主吗？
Do you think that this person doing homework for you is your God?
你觉得你的作业让上帝给你做，或者让你的哥哥给你做，你觉得这件事情是对的吗？
If God were to do your homework, or if he got your brother to do your homework, is this correct?
所以你这个事情你都能可以做错的话，你怎么去指挥上帝呢？
So if you can make an error in this way, how are you to direct God?
那我们为什么说上帝对我们人有一个绝对的主权？
Why do we see that, why do we say that God is sovereign over all human?
有个绝对的指挥权。
He has complete sovereignty over everything.
就是我们前面讲的，上帝有一个品格，叫什么？他有一个属性，叫什么呢？他是公义的。
It is that attribute which we talked about of God last time or earlier, his righteousness.
什么叫公义呢？
What is his righteousness?
就是对的。
He is always correct.
他永远都是对的。
He is always correct.
他无论做什么都是对的。
No matter what he does, it's correct.
无论他说什么都是对的。
No matter what he says, it's correct.
所以我们人呐，应该顺服的是上帝，而不是上帝顺服我们。
So we must be obedient to God, and he does not have any obligation to be obedient to us.
上帝他不但创造宇宙万物，创造了人，而成为这个宇宙万有的主宰。
God has created the universe and humans, and he is a sovereign over the universe.
而且我们也知道神的公义的属性可以保证他所创造的一切能够在神的旨意当中运行。
We also know that by his power, everything will operate according to his perfect will.
所以孩子们，我们对这位上帝要有一个非常非常正确的认识。
So we must have a very clear understanding of God.
他是主宰者。
He is a sovereign.
他不但主宰你，不但主宰我，所有的人他都主宰。
Not only is he sovereign over you and me, he is sovereign over everyone.
太阳他也主宰，月亮他也主宰。
He is sovereign over the sun and the moon.
你看得见的满天的星辰，他主宰。
Everything that you see in the skies, the starry skies, he is also sovereign.
你看不见的宇宙当中那些更多的都被造物呢，也是他主宰。
Even the things that you cannot see which were created, he is sovereign over them.
太阳也顺服他，月亮也顺服他。
The sun and the moon obey him.
我们人也应该顺服他。
And so we, humans, must also obey him.
你要把他当作你生命的主宰来看待。
You are to treat him as the sovereign over everything.
不单你不会因为说你把他当成主宰，他才是主宰。
Not only is it that you think of him as sovereign, and so he is your sovereign.
他本身就是主宰。
He is intrinsically sovereign.
我再给你举个例子，你就明白了。
I'll give you another example.
比如说你的爸爸。
For example, your dad.
比如说你的妈妈。
Or your mom.
有一天呢，你对你的爸爸妈妈很生气。
One day you're angry at your parents.
那爸爸妈妈，你不是我的爸爸妈妈。
Dad, mom, you're not my dad or mom.
我不要做你的儿子，我不要做你的女儿。
I'm not going to be your child anymore.
你会不会因此这样的宣告，你爸爸妈妈就不是你的爸爸妈妈，你就不再是你爸爸妈妈的儿女呢？
By this declaration, are your parents no longer your parents, or are you no longer their child?
显然不会。
This is not going to happen.
你说我要 travel to China.
You may say I'm going to travel to China.
你爸爸妈妈还是你爸爸妈妈。
Your parents still are your parents.
你说我要去月亮，去月亮。
You say I'm going to run away to the moon.
去火星。
I'm going to Mars.
你去到哪里，你爸爸妈妈还是你爸爸妈妈。
No matter where you go, your parents are still your parents.
无论你承认与不承认。
No matter whether or not you confess it.
我们的上帝也是如此。
Same for God.
无论你承认与不承认，他都是宇宙万有的创造者和主宰。
No matter what you say, he is still God. He is the God of the universe and he is sovereign.
无论你承认与不承认，相信与不相信，他都是你的主。
No matter whether or not you confess it, no matter whether or not you believe it, he is still your God.
你唯一能做的一件事情就是承认他是主，并且顺服他。
The only thing that you can do is to confess him as Lord and to act accordingly.
你没有别的路可以选择。
There is no other way that you can walk.
你说我有自由啊。
You say, I have freedom.
没错的，今天我们都老师在教我们要有自由。
Of course, that there is freedom and the teachers teach you that there is freedom.
但是你要知道一件事情。
But you must know.
前面我们讲到在挪亚时代那些除了这个方舟之外被淹死的那一切有气息属血气的人都在讲自由。
We saw earlier that in Noah's age, everybody except for those that were on the ark, they were all talking about freedom.
他们也崇尚这种自由，也活在这种自由当中。
They were living in this freedom joyfully.
最后当耶和华神显出他作为主宰，作为主的权柄的时候，他们就毁灭了。
Until God expressed his sovereignty and his will and they were all destroyed.
所以年轻人不要做愚昧人。
So, I urge you to not be foolish.
你要做智慧人。
I urge you to be wise.
上帝有上帝的法则。
God has God's law.
太阳不会因为你今天早上想晚，你想多睡一会儿，它就晚起来一个小时的，晚升起一个小时的。
The sun, just because you want to get up a little bit later, is going to come up an hour later.
你说的不算的。
What you say doesn't count.
你也不会觉得说啊，我今天不想上学了，今天就下大雪。
You're not gonna. It's not gonna happen that you say I don't want to go to school, and so there's a big snowstorm.
所以，我们不但应该认识这位神。
So not only must we know God,
也要相信这位神。
We must also believe in God.
把他当作神。
And to make him our God.
你尊重他的法则
，to obey his law，
你要顺服他的法则
，to obey his law，
使你可以在这个世界当中能够蒙福
，that in this world you may receive blessing，
能够顺利
，that you may live a peaceful life，a peaceful life。
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
I'll give you another example。
圣经告诉我们，上帝为什么要照太阳？
What does the Bible say is the reason God created the sun?
Because, 因为要有白天嘛，白天必须有太阳。
Because there must be day, and for there to be day, there must be a sun.
所以它很亮。
And so it is very bright.
啊，我们太阳一出来，我们看什么都看得清楚。
When the sun is out, everything you can see clearly.
我们可以做我们喜欢做的事情。
We can do what we want.
上帝为什么造月亮？
Why did God create the moon?
因为是晚上。
Because it is night.
晚上如果要是像白天太阳那么亮的话，那你没办法睡觉的。
If at night it's as bright as the day, then you can't go to sleep.
所以当月亮升起来的时候呢，啊，你睡得非常的甜美。
And so when the moon comes out, you can sleep very peacefully.
所以神的法则就是当太阳升起的时候，你就应该起来工作。
And so this law which God made is when the sun comes up, you must come up too.
当月亮升起的时候，你就知道到晚上我们该休息，该睡觉喽。
And you know also that when the moon comes up, it's time for you to go to bed.
你说我不信。
You say, I'm not going to believe it.
白天我就是要睡觉。
During the day, I must sleep.
这是我的自由。
This is my freedom.
晚上。
At night.
我就喜欢玩游戏。
At night, I just want to play games.
我就喜欢看电视。
I want to watch TV.
我就喜欢上网。
I want to go on the web.
啊，我也做很多事情啊。
I want to do a lot of stuff.
你可以去尝试。
You can try it.
但是我告诉你，你不超过一个星期，你就会生病的。
I'm going to tell you that after a week, you're going to get sick.
你到一个月，你就会发疯的。
And after a month, you're going to go crazy.
为什么
？Why?
因为他上帝的法则不是这样做的。
Because this is not done according to God's law.
你的生活违背了上帝所创造的法则。
Your lifestyle in that case would be going against God's law.
你的方法不是上帝的方法。
Your ways are not God's ways.
你的时间不是上帝的时间。
And your time is not according to God's time.
重点你不是主宰，而上帝是真正的主宰。
In other words, you are not sovereign, God is.
所以年轻人要做智慧人。
So, young people, I urge you to be wise.
而圣经告诉我们什么是智慧人呢？
And the Bible says, what is wisdom?
就是认识这位上帝。
It is to know God.
认识这位上帝。
To know God.
你就认识了他的法则。
Is to know his law.
你在他的法则之下。
Under his law.
你就蒙福。
You will receive blessing.
当你不断的不认识他，你不断的去违背他，不顺服他的时候，那么。
If you consistently don't believe in God and disobey him, then
就会有可怕的结果。
There will be frightful consequences.
这可怕的结果不单是你的身体，你说我就得病啊，我无所谓，我看医生就好了。
These consequences are more severe than just physical. For example, if you were to say, oh, I'm only going to get sick, that's acceptable, I'm just going to go to the doctor.
也包括你的灵魂。
This includes consequences for your spirit.
因为以前我们讲过，上帝造人包括两部分。
Because remember, when God created man, there were two parts.
身体是和灵魂。
The physical body and also the soul.
身体出于尘土。
The body is of dirt and dust.
也要归于尘土。
And it will return to dust.
而我们的灵魂出于神。
But our soul is of God.
而要归回永恒。
And it will go to eternity.
如果我们死了埋在地里边，你说哎呀我无所谓啊，我死了也无所谓，埋在地里边没有了就结束了。
After you die, you're going to be buried and then just stop existing. I don't really care.
但是你的灵魂却要在你对上帝法则的违背当中要进到灭亡。
But your soul, in accordance with your disobedience to God's law, it will go into eternal punishment.
你说灭亡也是没有了吗？
And this eternal punishment or this perishing, does it mean that I will just stop existing?
我们之前解释过了。
We've already discussed this.
圣经里告诉我们的灭亡是在神的愤怒和审判当中直到永远，这叫灭亡。
We see that the perishing of the soul is that you will be under eternal punishment from God.
所以我们今天生活、学习、工作，我们都有很，我们有没有自由？有，我们可以用我们自己的一些方法。
So in our life, is there freedom in, for example, the way we work or the way we live out our lives? There is indeed freedom.
比如说你今天出门，我可以坐 TTC, 我也可以开我自己的车，我可以步行，我也可以 bicycle。
So for example, when you go somewhere, you can either walk or take your bike or take the public transit or drive.
但是你说，哎呀，我今天就想去骑自行车去上班。
And today you say, I really, really want to take my bike to work.
但是我没有 bicycle.
But I don't have a bike.
我邻居有一台。
My neighbor has a bike.
现在又没有人看见。
And no one's looking.
我就把它偷过来。
And so I'm going to take it.
然后我就来去骑自行车去上班。
I'll take this bike to work.
这就叫偷。
This is called theft.
这就超越了自由的范围。
This exceeds the bounds of freedom.
所以我们也称它为罪。
And so we call this sin.
所以学习神的法则是非常重要的。
So it is very important to know God's law.
而是认识这位上帝制定法则的创造者呢，是更加重要的。
It is also important for you to understand this God who made these laws.
否则我们，如果我们的生活、我们的学习、我们的工作完全按照我们的生命、按照自己的方法建立的话，那我们的结局就是灭亡。
Otherwise, if everything that we do, for example, at work or at school, if it is all done according to your own will, then it will not end well.
所以年轻人，当你在人生当中做许多决定的时候，你需要去祷告。
And so, I urge you that when you go to make life choices, life decisions, I urge you to pray.
你要寻求神的应许，你要寻求神的日期。
May you seek God's will.
他有他的日期时间。
Oh, and his time.
那么神就必在他最美好的时间把他最美好的旨意成就给那寻求他的人。
And so at the best time, the best part of God's will be blessed upon his elect.
这也是我们一直在说学习要知道的一件事情，这就是上帝的祝福。
And so this is something that we've been studying all this time, God's blessing.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
我们都是愚昧的人。
We are all foolish.
我们生来就是愚昧的人。
We are born foolish.
因为我们喜欢按自己的方法来生活。
Because we love to act according to our own ways.
所以我们就常常得罪你。
And so we frequently disobey you.
我们也不愿意寻求你的旨意。
And we often don't want to follow your will.
我们也不愿意寻求你的应许。
And we don't follow your promises.
我们常常想做什么，我们就做什么。
Often we do what we want.
今天我们知道，我们确实常常得罪你。
And so now today, we learn that we often disobey you.
愿你来帮助我们。
May you help us.
特别我们的年轻人。
Especially the youth here.
使我们从顺服当中而蒙福。
That, by obedience, you may bless us.
从认识你的当中来学习相信。
That in knowing you, we may also believe you.
愿你祝福在你面前的年轻人。
May you bless these youth here.
成为有智慧的正直人
that they may be wise and upright,
使他们生命当中不缺少你的祝福
that in their lives they may not be lacking in your blessing,
也远离一切因着愚昧而带来的危险
and to depart from all of the danger which evil leads to.
感谢赞美你
I give you thanks. Yeah, I give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.